Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Good to be here with you, Brittany. You guys can find us online at theunionedge.com, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher. And if there's someplace else that you like to listen to podcasts that you haven't found us, let us know and we will be sure to get on.
And a quick shout out, thank you to PFT Local 400 and the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO for all of your support. And guys, if you would love to come hang out with us, meet us, check out the studio and see where all the magic happens, come join us on Friday, March 24th. We are going to have a party. We had a party last year and it was a big success. Everyone who came had a blast. And we're really excited to see everyone again. So if you got any questions, check us out on Facebook or on our website. You can get tickets and we can't wait to see you guys.
And joining us for a little rundown of this week's labor news, we have Doug Cunningham from Workers Independent News. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, lots of stuff happening as usual. And you know what? That March 24th event you guys are having, that sounds like fun. Now that I got my hot rod car fixed, maybe I'll point it out your direction. Who knows?
There you go.
Yeah, come party.
Sounds like a good time. You know, we just covered something. It did a story with an organization that I think bears some attention here. And the National Black Worker Center Project is launching a hashtag campaign, a Working While Black campaign. And they're advocating a New Deal for Black America. And the New Deal, of course, referring, going all the way back to Franklin Roosevelt and all of the reforms he put in place in the Great Depression era to create a New Deal for working America. And I spoke with the executive director of the National Black Worker Center Project. They are a coalition of black worker centers that are scattered around the country. And Tanya Wallace Goburn, she says that Trump and members of Congress need to work to bring an end to the economic abuses of black workers with a vision that goes beyond the desire for political power. Now, what they're saying here is rather than focusing on filling the pockets of billionaires and trying to just continue to do the same old political agenda that the right wing is always coming up with, that they need to recognize that no matter what race or ethnicity you are in this country, it's much better that wealth not be extracted from your community and go into the pockets of billionaires, but that it be used instead to help people, working people who are struggling, and in this case, specifically, black workers. So this campaign is going to urge black workers to speak up and use social media to tell their stories about what how it is for them, what their lives are like, what their working lives are like, what it's like working while black. And I think that has a lot of potential, because when people step up and do their stories that way, and if the country pays attention, it can often be very compelling and can be eye-opening and can show people things that maybe we haven't thought about before or didn't know before or haven't seen before. So they're going to be focusing primarily on the impacts of racial and economic injustice in the workplace through the eyes of these workers telling their own stories in this hashtag Working While Black campaign.
That's great. I mean, we know that often anecdotes are more powerful than statistics, and when you pair them together, that's whenever you have a really compelling story that I think will actually move people.
I really hope so. I mean, one of the reasons I think that we are in the crisis that I believe that we're in now politically with the new administration in Washington and Congress and all the efforts that they're trying to do to roll back progress that I believe this country has made for so long. One of the reasons we're in that mess is because people have not paid enough attention and reached a deep enough understanding of what really is transpiring in America. And, you know, you guys know, I mean, in these segments on the Union Edge, I repeatedly go back to the theme that, look, working families are America, and what's good for working families is good for America. And we have to just demolish that paradigm of staying in our respective trenches, you know, the extreme right wing on one side, the progressives on the other, and just battling each other all the time over these tax cuts for the rich and other nonsense, and actually come together at some point. All factions politically should come together at some point for the good of the nation, good of the country. And in my mind, that's the same as being, you know, what's good for working people. That's what's good for America. And so, you know, we see constantly the continuing political battles, though. And telling these stories of these black workers just might reach some people with what it's really like out there in working America, especially for black African-American workers. And the other thing that I wanted to hit on today, too, is the the Affordable Care Act repeal, of course. Congress is still, I know, we're all groaning about that because, look, I really don't get why the extreme right wing hates the Affordable Care Act so much. I mean, I understand what they're saying, you know, it's government mandates, blah, blah, blah. But what it has done, despite its flaws, what it has done is provide health care coverage to millions of people that otherwise wouldn't have it and didn't have it before the Affordable Care Act. So one of the things I wanted to highlight about what they're doing here, this Affordable Care Act repeal, as it currently stands, is going to deliver hundreds of billions of dollars in tax cuts to the very rich. And
hundreds of billions.
Hundreds of billions. This is according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, and they have laid out the provisions of these of the repeal, and what it would cost over a decade.
Is this a bipartisan group? Is this a
I'm not really sure what they're comprised who they're comprised of, but there's a batch of different analyses of the bill of the Joint Committee on Taxation also in Congress and so in the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget and others. You can Google them, look them up, figure out whether you think it's a credible organization or not. But the numbers seem solid to me, and they have been reported in other places. And what happens is there's a repeal of the investment income tax that would cost $158 billion, give those folks $158 billion tax break over 10 years. And what that is, that tax, it was an Affordable Care Act tax applied to capital gains, dividends, and interest incomes for families with incomes of $250,000 a year or more. So by definition, that's if that tax you know break is given, that benefits just the rich, or at least the very affluent, you know,
right.
In the country. And so not only is this bill, by all accounts, the American Medical Association, doctors, nurses, hospital associations, Democrats, all sorts of people have said, and it's true, that this Republican plan would end up booting people off of health care, that there would be fewer people with health care in America if this bill passes as is in the Republican House and the Congress and the Senate, and if Trump signs it. No doubt about it. So that's true. People are going to lose their affordable care, right? And now these huge tax cuts on top of that are also just going directly to the rich, while government subsidies under Obamacare to really pay for it, help people afford their health insurance that they depend on, those are going away, and the Medicaid expansion is being rolled back. So this doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're helping a very tiny percentage of the population with tax breaks, and you're hurting a broad swath of the population by taking away their health care and taking away, or rolling back at least, the Medicaid expansion. So I don't care what your political persuasion is or ideology is. There's a moment when you have to ask yourself, is this morally right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and in my opinion, it just isn't. And I think anybody paying close attention to this, the facts are emerging. And, you know, we're gonna all have to live with whatever they do because they've got the power right now. But there's fierce opposition to the repeal, and it could be stopped in the Senate ultimately. We'll have to all wait and see about that.
This whole thing is very concerning just because I don't think that they care how badly it's going to hurt people if they do this. And that's the part that is just deeply disturbing to me, is that they knowingly know that by repealing a lot of these different aspects and not really having a very good way of funding what they would like to kind of tweak to replace it, and this whole concept of the tax credit, just it absolutely kills me.
You're right about that. I mean that's an underlying ideology here. They essentially believe if you can't make it on your own in America, you don't need any help from any governmental source, and if you can't make it, then you just suffer the consequences. And at the same time, they're praising the free market so much, and you know, capitalism itself basically so much. And here's the situation: there would not be so many people in poverty if this system worked.
Right.
If this economic system that they're touting so much, if this free market system that they worship so much, if it really worked, we wouldn't have these problems. People could afford what they need in life. Wages would be high. You know, retirement security would be solid. health insurance would be right there. You know, so how can they, on the one hand, preach so much that this free market is just the great way to go, private industry and business, no government involvement, let's just do this with private industry, and yet private industry is failing. People are mired in poverty, infrastructure around the country is crumbling, people don't have retirement security, they don't have health insurance security. So there's a disconnect between those arguments, and I'm just hoping and praying one of these days people abandon the extremist ideology and just sit down and look at what we are faced with and take some practical steps to really help the nation.
But not only that, medical care and the free market it doesn't make sense. It's illogical, because part of the point of the free market is you can opt out. If something's too expensive, you don't want it, you don't buy it. But if you need care, you need care or you'll die. You have no other option. So,
that's right, and every human being, I don't care how young and healthy you are today, every human being, if you live a normal lifespan, you're going to need health care.
Right, at some point or another.
Yeah, so expanding Medicare for all is the best way to go. We're the only civilized nation, advanced is what I mean, industrial nation on the planet, that doesn't have universal health care for all. And we're like ranked on the international score of health care quality, we rank about 37th. You know, in the world, we're not number one, folks. If you have that illusion in your brain, we're not. So it's starting to impact health in America, lifespan, and other things. So I mean, it's unhealthy. You know, it's not just a political battle anymore. It's not just scoring points about your party or my party winning. You know, it's about the future of America and what we're doing to ourselves with these kinds of actions. And so I really hope that the people out there that are resisting this, I hope you stay inspired and keep resisting and keep advocating for what's right and just in America. And sooner or later, the people will prevail if enough of us stay in the fight. You know,
that is very true, Doug. And we are out of time, but we've got to run. Real quick, what is your website?
LaborRadio.org. That's Workers Independent News. Connect with us and figure out a way to support us and contact us. LaborRadio.org.
All right, everyone. That was Doug Cunningham of Workers Independent News. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.